one time I had a miscarriage in 1984, and I had to have a DNC surgery. After I returned from the hospital, I was forced to attend a People of Praise women's meeting, our handmaidens meetings. I had a head that was also a woman besides my husband. They wanted to go shopping, and I couldn't due to returning from surgery and feeling weak. I left the meeting to go home and rest as my doctor had ordered. I was met by my husband and forced into the car, kidnapped against my will, where I was driven to the cult leader's home. I was interrogated until wee hours of the morning and psychologically abused. The next morning, the community was informed to shun me. I would never allow anyone to treat me this way today, and it traumatizes me to admit this was my life at that time. The trauma experienced by cult members. Oh, yes.
No, well, Cole, I wanted to ask you, in terms of some of the hair-raising descriptions in your memoir of what happened to you, I wanted to ask you if you could talk about some of those. You talk about this situation where the head that was assigned to you and your husband wanted to see the family budget, that he told you how many hours per day you could spend on particular chores, including 2 to 4 loads of laundry a day. This meddling directly in the day-to-day, in your day-to-day life and affairs with you and your family. And that you also mentioned that once you decided that you wanted to leave, that they threatened to try to have you committed to a mental institution?